Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Samantha Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S. Samantha Torres is a 31-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 5-11-22. Appears she is performing repair of a surface and believes she injured the right side of her neck and right shoulder. Appears she was doing this with a handheld device in her right hand. Appears she moved it in circles and also scraped glass with it. Appears she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appears she had further evaluation but remains unaware for final diagnosis. Appears she did receive an injection to the shoulder but no surgeries were performed. Appears she has completed her course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Ms. Torres was seen at patient first on 5-11-22. Period. She told the physician assistant she was using a sander on furniture and when pushing hard on it, her right shoulder began to hurt. Period. She felt it was from overuse of the right shoulder. Period. She denies any other recent trauma. Period. She underwent x-rays of the shoulder that showed no fractures. Period. She was diagnosed with a sprain and strain of the right shoulder for which she was placed in anti-inflammatories. Period. She followed up on 5-18-22 and was referred for orthopedic specialist consultation. Period. In paragraph 16-322, she was seen by orthopedist Dr. Ropiak, R-O-P-I-A-K. Period. He diagnosed right rotator cuff tendonitis and cervical myofascial strain. Period. He referred her for physical therapy and began her on a medical dose pack. Period. She underwent an MRI of the right shoulder on 8-1-22. Be inserted, period. And MRI of the cervical spine was done on 9-23-22, period. She did participate in physical therapy. Period. Dr. Ropiak monitored her progress, period. She then came under the pain management care of Dr. McGrath, M.C., capital G-R-E-T-H, on 11-15-22, period. They were going to consider an injection, period. She was referred for an EMG to rule out cervical radiculopathy. The injection being considered was on the biceps tendon versus the AC joint, period. She returned on 12-7-22. Dr. McGrath referenced that an EMG of the right upper extremity was normal without evidence of cervical radiculopathy, peripheral polyneuropathy, or entrapment neuropathy. Period. His assessment then was neuralgia and neuritis, period. On this visit, he learned that she was pregnant and was advised to stop all medications. Period. They also were going to hold the MRI arthrogram to rule out labral tear as the plain MRI was negative, period. He was going to talk to her obstetrician about working in a light-duty capacity. Period. Ms. Torres saw Dr. Ropiak and his colleagues through 10-14-22. Period. Dr. Hodie, H-O-D-D-E, personally reviewed the right shoulder MRI from 8-1-22 that did not have any significant acute pathology. Period. He reviewed her cervical plane x-rays from 8-17-22. Period. There was questionable trace enterolisthesis of C3 on C4 and C4 on C5, but there was no instability between flexion and extension views, period. He did not think she would benefit from a cervical epidural injection, considering the MRI was normal and age-appropriate, period. It was at that juncture he referred her for pain management. Period. He discussed with the case adjuster who was present that he did not have any anatomical reason for her to remain out of work, but she stated she could not work at this capacity and will remain out of work until she sees pain management for further evaluation. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she was wearing overalls and had a gravid abdomen. Period. She's due to give birth in October. Period. Extremities upper. She was tender to palpation about the right shoulder anteriorly, laterally, and posteriorly, but there was none on the left. Period. Hands wrist elbows resisted elbow pronation and supination, and elicited shoulder tenderness, but was negative entirely on the left. Period. Films moving from the right elicited a straining sensation going up to her shoulder, but no paresthesias. Period. She did have a positive Hawkins maneuver on the right, but all other provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. Spine cervical. She was hypermobile with extension to 80 degrees and bilateral rotation to 90 degrees. Period. Flexion and bilateral side bending were full. Period. She was tender of the right paracervical musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none at the trapezii or in the midline. The rest of that is normal impressions. Samantha Torres alleges she was using a sander with her right hand at work on 5/11/22 and felt pain in the shoulder and then the neck. Period. She was seen a patient first and initiated on conservative care. Period. She also was seen orthopedically by Dr. Ropiak. Period. A right shoulder MRI was done on 8/1/22 to be inserted here. Period. She did participate in physical therapy as well. Period. New paragraph. She eventually came under the pain management care of Dr. McGrath. Period. He could not offer an explanation as to why she was symptomatic. Period. She had a cervical spine MRI on 9/23/22 that was also benign. Period. Right upper extremity EMG was also normal. Period. New paragraph. The current exam found Ms. Torres to have mildly decreased active range of motion about the, scratch that. She had full range of motion of the right shoulder without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Provocative maneuvers were unrevealing. Period. She had intact strength and sensation. Period. She had unusual responses to resisted elbow pronation and supination as well as to phalanx maneuver on the right. Period. She had more than normal cervical spine rotation being hypermobile. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder or cervical spine. Period. In this subject event, the petitioner at most sustained strains that have long since fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period. She was able to return to back to work at a full duty capacity, but is currently on FMLA leave. Period. End.